If Jesus can't overrule you, you're not celebrating Christmas.
Dr. Tony Evans says denying the message of the child of Bethlehem is a recipe for turmoil.
The reason why we have a lot of the trouble we have in our world, in our lives, in our homes today is because the King has been rejected.
This is the Alternative Broadcast, featuring the timeless biblical teachings from the archives of Dr. Tony Evans. As we approach Christmas Day, there's a lot to celebrate related to the season, and we don't want you to miss any of it. The food, the fun, the family time, and especially the point. Today, Dr. Evans takes us to Luke chapter 2 to reveal how the innkeeper, King Herod, and even the religious leaders missed the Messiah for different reasons, and how easily we can do the same. As we explore their stories, Dr. Evans will challenge us to make real room for Christ this Christmas. Let's listen.
If you pass by a poor log cabin in Hodgkinsville, Kentucky, on February 12, 1809, and you heard a baby crying, little would you know that that would be the sound of the 16th President of the United States, Abraham Lincoln. Or if you pass by a farmhouse in Charlotte, North Carolina, on November the 7th, 1918, and heard the whimper of a child, little would you know that that would be the cry of the greatest evangelist of the 20th century, Billy Graham. Or October 14th, 1890, the sounds of a baby in this poor area would be the sounds of a Dwight Eisenhower, a military genius, and the 34th president, or perhaps the cry of a sharecropper's baby. On May 13th, 1914, in Lafayette, Alabama, a world champion was born who would become known as Joe Louis. In other words, if you simply looked at where they were born and the cries that they made, they would have been written off as insignificant as a baby. Oh, but don't let them grow up. Because it became apparent in each of those illustrations that those babies were meant for greatness. Well, if you would have went in Bethlehem 2,000 years ago by a stable and heard a baby cry, it would have been easy to write the noise off as simply the whimpering of a child, not knowing that it was God become a fetus, that the Son became a child that was born, and that God himself had entered into human history. We are facing a time when, for Christmas, Christ is missing. Amidst all the frivolity and fanfare, food, fellowship, family, and fun, it's easy to miss Christ at Christmas. But that's not unique to us. That was true in the first century as well. The first one who missed Christ at Christmas was the innkeeper. Because Luke chapter 2, verse 7, says, and she gave birth to her firstborn son, and she wrapped him in cloth and laid him in a manger because there was no room for them in the inn. If the innkeeper only knew that this baby born in his hotel was the Son of the living God, trust me, they would have found a room. If the innkeeper only knew that the King of Kings and Lord of Lords was just trying to find a place to be born and to lay his head, they would have built a room if they had to. We are told that Bethlehem was crowded. That's because verse 1 tells us that in those days the decree went out from Caesar Augustus that a census be taken of all the inhabitants of the earth. And everybody was sent back to their city of birth to be registered. So Joseph from Bethlehem, went back with his family and registered them in this crowded town called Bethlehem. People had come from all over. The crowds were everywhere. And money was on the table because it related to the taxing season. Wherever you go this Christmas, you're going to run into crowds. There's going to be plenty of folk who will crowd Jesus out. I mean, the only reason they were in Bethlehem is because Caesar said, this is the time you go back. The reason for many of the crowds you face is because your job said you don't have to come to work. And so people are going to be out and they're going to be busy. If this innkeeper only knew that the baby that there was no room for was the long-awaited Messiah, things would have changed. Listen, do you know how much traffic this innkeeper would have had if he said the Son of God stayed here? In fact, the Son of God was born here. But what has happened today is that Jesus has been boxed out of Christmas. In the midst of all the activity that will take place, Jesus will be hard to find. He will be replaced by trees and mistletoes, by lights and song. But he will be camouflaged. He will be mentioned. He will be referenced. In fact, it has become popular today even not to reference him, to move nativity scenes, to make it an Xmas, not a Christmas, not a Christ mass, or to replace Merry Christmas with Happy Holiday, to keep the symbolism and lose the sun. So I just don't want you to miss Christ this Christmas. I don't want you to have the frills of Christmas without the Christ of Christmas. Like many boxes that people have wrapped outside of their homes, they look beautiful, but they're empty. Don't have a beautiful Christmas with an empty box, because there's no Christ in the center of it. Don't smother Jesus with your hot chocolate. Don't smother Jesus with your party. Don't smother Jesus with your celebration. Don't smother Jesus with your ham, your turkey, your dressing, and your sweet potato pie. Don't smother Jesus this Christmas so that you have a Christless Christmas. No, the innkeeper had no room. And the question is, do you have any room? Is there any space to give Jesus Christ his due? They were into money. They were into government. They were into the politics of the day. And Jesus had gotten lost in it. So the innkeeper, he missed Jesus that day. In fact, there were more animals at Jesus' birth than people. So the first one who missed Jesus was the innkeeper. Business was good. The economics were working. But with good business, a crowded place, a packed hotel, Jesus was missing. Don't you lose Jesus this Christmas. After all, how can you have a birthday party for somebody and lose the person who the birthday was for? Either you're going to treat him like it's his party or call it something else. Don't miss Christ this Christmas. Now, the second person who missed Christ on Christmas was King Herod. In Matthew chapter 2, verse 3, we read these words. When Herod the king heard this, he was troubled and all Jerusalem with him. When he heard what? When he heard about the wise men, but they said, where is the king of the Jews? Herod said, say what? Herod said, I'm the king of the Jews. What you mean you're looking for the king of the Jews? You see, Herod, like many of us, don't have room for two kings. Because we've decided to be our own king and the only king. We've decided to be masters of our own fate, captains of our own ship. We don't mind Jesus being in the vicinity as long as he's not the ruler. There's not space for two kings. And it says Herod was troubled. The Greek word trouble means agitated, irritated, frustrated, and exacerbated. What do you mean there's another king? I am in charge here. One of the ways you miss Jesus is trying to be your own king. One of the ways you miss Jesus is trying to rule your own life. One of the ways you miss Jesus is to be troubled by the fact that he wants to be the only king and that you have to submit to him.
When Dr. Evans returns, he'll show how Herod's fear of a competing king still speaks to the way we fight for Christ's rule today. Right now, though, he's here with this word for us.
Well, folks, we hope this has been a blessed year for you. It's certainly been a blessing for us to be able to come your way and minister to you on a regular basis. I hope you've been encouraged by the challenge that we brought from God's word. As we come to the end of the year, this is the most important time for our ministry. Our ministry will flourish or not flourish based on how God encourages our friends to join us and to support us for the end of this year. Would you be part of that provision through your generous year-end contribution? Would you close out the year by endorsing what we have been doing with you and for you all year long? We can't do it without you. Thank you for your support.
If the Christmas rush has you running on fumes, today is a perfect moment to recalibrate your heart. Dr. Evans has put together a brand new Christmas devotional and prayer guide called Messages from the Manger to help you slow down, breathe deeply, and rediscover the wonder of Christ's birth. Each reading offers a clear message, biblical reflection, and a personal prayer to help you reconnect with the hope and joy God intended for this season. And as a special Christmas thank you, we're bundling it with Tony's current audio series, When the King Came to Town. It's a 9-message collection of some of Dr. Evans' most meaningful Christmas sermons. You can request this uplifting package today. It's our gift to you when you make a year-end donation to support the ongoing work of the ministry. Take advantage of this special Christmas offer when you show your support by visiting tonyevans.org to make your donation and request. Or call our resource line at 1-800-800-3222, where one of our friendly team members is ready to help you. Again, that's tonyevans.org, or by phone any time of the day or night at 1-800-800-3222. Well, let's get back to Dr. Evans now with more of today's lesson called Don't Miss Christ This Christmas.
Herod did not want anybody competing for his throne when Jesus came to set up his own kingdom, to declare supremacy. People do not want Jesus to interfere with their lives, their careers, their money, their power, their personality, their ambition, their plans. In fact, not only was Herod messed up about all this, it says, and all Jerusalem with him. You see, we have sanitized Christmas. Christmas is really sanitized today. It's nice, it's sweet, it's cute, it's melodious. No, kids were being killed at Christmas. Infanticide, every child 2 years and under, every boy was to be slaughtered by Herod because Jesus showed up. You see, when Jesus shows up and demands to be king and is rejected, there's going to be trouble. The reason why we have a lot of the trouble we have in our world, in our lives, in our homes today is because the king has been rejected. And so as a result, there's chaos and confusion and weeping and mourning and pain and division because Jesus can be in the vicinity, he just can't be on the throne. He can't be telling me what to do. He can't be my point of reference. He can't overrule me. Let me explain. If Jesus can't overrule you, you're not celebrating Christmas. You see, Herod didn't want competition. He didn't want anybody else claiming a throne next to him. The Bible says that Jesus Christ is King of Kings and is Lord of Lords, and he's in charge. So if you really want to celebrate Christmas, tell Jesus he's your king. He's your ruler. He's the final say-so over your life. Now you're ready for a holiday. If Jesus is not king, just call it a party. But don't call it Christmas. Because the wise men wanted to know where the king was. And Herod was upset because there's a king in the vicinity. If he's not in charge, it's not Christmas. And so today we have people who want to claim the holiday but not claim the Christ. And wonder why we all can't get along. Wonder why conflicts abound. See, we don't finish a statement when we quote some Bible verses. Peace on earth and goodwill to men. You're going to hear that all holiday season. Peace on earth, goodwill to men. But they're going to leave something off. Because Jesus said there's going to be peace on earth and goodwill to men with whom he's well pleased. Jesus goes, with whom he's well pleased. See, everybody wants the first part, but not the last part. They don't want to please him, but they want peace on earth and goodwill to men. You can't have peace in your life. You can't have peace in your home. You can't have peace in your mind. You can't have peace in your circumstances if he's not pleased with you. So if you want all of that, then you better make sure he's happy on his birthday. In fact, you better tell Jesus it's his birthday. In fact, make every day Christmas. Because then he's well pleased. And then the conflicts, the harmony, the peace, the joy, the stuff that we want, that people will be singing about and praying about and talking about, becomes a possibility because he is well pleased. You cannot displease Jesus and get the benefits of his throne. Doesn't work that way. Well, there's another group that missed Christmas. The religious folk. The folk who went to church. How can you go to church and miss Christmas? Because we're told that King Herod, when he heard about this king, called together, verse 4 of Matthew 2, all the chief priests and scribes of the people. He inquired of them where Messiah was to be born. Now, let's just stop there. He goes to all the religious folk, the preachers, the leaders, and he says, where's Messiah to be born? The first thing he did is he called him Messiah. That means he knew enough Bible to reference who this king would be. Because he calls him the Messiah, and the Messiah would be the anointed one prophesied in the Old Testament. He went to the preachers because they had been to seminary. They'd been to Bible college, and they knew the Bible. So everybody talking about this king, Herod says. So clergy, tell me where this king is going to be born. The religious folks said, verse 5, in Bethlehem of Judea, for this is what the prophet wrote, and you, Bethlehem, land of Judah, are by no means least among the leaders of Judah, for out of you shall come forth a ruler who will shepherd my people Israel. They quoted Micah 5:2. That's a quote from Micah 5:2. Now watch this. Micah was written 700 years before this event in Matthew, the birth of Jesus. So 700 years before Jesus was born, Micah prophesied that Messiah, the ruler, would be born in Bethlehem. Now, you have to understand, Bethlehem is a two-bit town. In other words, it's a tiny village. I mean, it's there, but barely. If you were going to guess, you wouldn't guess Bethlehem. It's too insignificant. But 700 years, see, some people want to know, why are you so, Evan, stuck on the Bible? I'm stuck on the Bible because if you can predict 700 years before an event happens, not only that the event's going to happen, who's going to be involved in the event when it happens, but the specific location of a two-bit town, where it's going to happen, or I'm going to take that book serious. That's why we believe in the inerrancy of Scripture. That means it is without error. It is without error. Every word is inspired. It's called plenary verbal inspiration. Every word comes from the mouth of God. And it is perfect. So guess what? These religious leaders knew the Scripture. Because when Herod asked them where he was going to be born, they quoted Micah 5:2 on the spot. But wait a minute. They knew the Scripture, but never made the trip. The guys who didn't go to seminary, didn't go to Bible college, the wise men, the folks who didn't have formal biblical training went to Bethlehem. The folk who were in the Bible church didn't go to Bethlehem. They knew the Bible, but they didn't make the trip. What I'm trying to say is, if you know the Bible, but don't go and meet the Savior, you miss Christmas. You see, if the written word doesn't lead you to the living word, it just becomes another word. Unless your knowledge of the Bible leads you to a deeper walk with the Savior, then the Bible will be of no value to you. They knew the Bible, but they never went to Bethlehem. It's better to know less and go to Jesus than to know more and stay away from Jesus. Because the purpose of the written word is to lead you to the living word.
Dr. Tony Evans, with important lessons we can learn from the truths of the first Christmas. Now, before I tell you about what's coming up next time, don't miss your chance to request our featured audio and book bundle for the holiday season, Tony's new devotional and prayer guide, Messages from the Manger, and his 9-message sermon compilation called When the King Came to Town. Remember, for a limited time, we're making both of these available to you as our gift, and thanks for your year-end contribution toward the ministry of The Alternative. Everything we do is supported completely by friends just like you who believe in Tony's ministry and step up to help. Now, when we say that, people can assume we're talking about someone else. But if we're going to end 2025 strong, we need to hear from you. Please get in touch with us and let Tony know he can count on your help. You can donate online at tonyevans.org or by phone at 1-800-800-3222. Either way, we'll send you When the King Came to Town and Messages from the Manger as our thank you gift. Again, that's tonyevans.org, or you can let one of our resource team members help with your request by calling 1-800-800-3222 any time of the day or night. Again, that's 1-800-800-3222. You know, crowds are part of the Christmas season. Parking lots packed, stores overflowing, schedules filled to the brim. But Dr. Evans says the danger isn't just a crowded calendar, it's a crowded heart. Be sure to join us tomorrow as he continues to help us find ways to make room for Christ this Christmas.